WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last month's successful move of the state's 7-on-7 football tournament to Veterans Park has led to bringing the event back next year. Kendra Fry of the Convention and Visitors Bureau says part of the credit goes to the College Station Parks and Recreation Department.
College Station Parks and Recreation Department in was completely flawless. I mean, they run events all the time as well, and they're unbelievable at what they do. So, you know, bringing them in and getting them involved and all being on the same page, it was just the perfect storm, just lined up perfectly for us.
Fry also applauded everyone who provided hospitality services to more than 2,500 participants and more than 13,000 visitors, generating an estimated economic impact of around $1 million. Oil and gas production in the Brazos Valley isn't going away anytime soon. That was among the statements made during a panel discussion hosted by the BCS Chamber of Commerce. Five men involved in the industry spoke to more than 300 attending the Economic Outlook briefing. Lynn Legate, who works with nine trade organizations through a statewide oil and gas initiative, pointed out how hydraulic fracking and horizontal drilling has increased production from here on south through the Eagleford Shale.
6 years ago, it was producing less than 1,000 barrels of oil a day. Today, that's approaching 1.5 million a day today. Down in Three Rivers, Texas, there's a Valero refinery that 3-4 years ago was refining 95% foreign-sourced oil, West Africa, Caribbean, Middle East. Today, 95% of the oil they refine comes from South Texas.
Legate says the United States is importing the least amount of oil from OPEC countries since 1991. A Navasota man accused of murdering his wife is in and out of jail. Kelly Armstrong surrendered at noon Wednesday and was released in less than 2 hours after posting a $150,000 bond. A news release from Grimes County District Attorney Tuck McLean states an autopsy confirmed Autumn Armstrong died of a gunshot wound to her right thigh. One shot was fired and a firearm was found on the bed next to the victim. McLean says Kelly Armstrong called 911 early Monday morning to report his wife had been shot. The couple's teenage son was also in the home. Kelly Armstrong was arrested on a charge of first-degree murder. A Bryan man placed last week on the Department of Public Safety's 10 Most Wanted Sex Offender list has been found. 28-year-old Ezekiel Harris was caught in Ennis, south of Dallas, the day after he was added to the list. Harris, who was convicted 10 years ago for the sexual assault of a 12-year-old girl in Brenham, had not been seen since April 2013. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry is among those issuing reminders to reduce the mosquito population.
Standing water at your house in a tire or bird bath, knock it out.
College Station crews will be fogging areas where mosquitoes have tested positive for the West Nile virus. College Station residents are also invited to buy mosquito dunks, which are placed in water to kill larvae before they hatch. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning. Coming up on 7:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders
in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
For the time being, our chances for seeing any precipitation have diminished to about nothing. We'll have sunshine across the area today, highs 95 to 100. Tonight, clear, 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow, we're back up to 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear, those will be 75 to 80 degrees. Saturday is going to be sunny. Temperatures Saturday afternoon are probably going to reach 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WTAW sports here in just a second with the Aggs gearing up for South Carolina. Yesterday was media day. And former All-American at A&M is in the U.S. qualifying rounds to maybe make the U.S. Open. We'll have more on that, plus Major League Baseball and the Little League World Series, all at about 7:50.
It'd be the tennis open, since they've already done the golf open.
Yes.
Not the bowling open, which probably will happen soon. Congratulations to everybody who won in the rain lottery yesterday. Yeah, because, I mean, that's kind of what it was, hit and miss for the second day in a row.
Not a drop.
Some of us got to hear a lot of thunder.
Yes.
And sit mournfully outside and wait for the rain to come over there. But that's okay. Some people did get some rain. There have been Augusts when nobody's getting any rain, so good for us. Some controversy. You know, we try to keep up with the things that you don't have a chance to, because, after all, most everybody lives a pretty busy life. We, on the other hand, have nothing to do other than look out for y'all. So, of course, I know most people are keeping track of the fact that the Women's World Cup of Soccer is less than 10 months away, right?
No.
Right. We were talking about that out in the hall just last week.
No, we weren't. Okay.
Some of the world's top women's soccer players threatening a lawsuit against FIFA over the literal turf war. We're talking, they want it played on real grass instead of artificial turf. They called the decision to use the inferior turf for the first time ever in the tournament discriminatory to women.
What?
Let's play the discrimination card.
It's discrimination?
Yep. They liken the turf to concrete, and they say if it not only restricts their play, but it could result in more injuries.
So I will tell you, having played on both, turf sucks for soccer.
Well, and I understand, but we're going to play the discrimination card?
Yeah,
is that it?
That's ridiculous.
Let's roll the D word out, and we'll see if people will get all ginned
ridiculous
up about that.
Ridiculous.
Guy named Sam Bartow. Sam works as a copywriter at an advertising agency called MRY in New York. He noticed how much food comes into his workplace. He's decided to see if he can survive an entire month eating only the food that he finds. And it's probably a couple of weeks away, but that kind of starts happening around here. You know, when school's in session, there'll be folks who bring stuff by. Hint, hint. Anyway, from leftover new client pitch caterings to Tupperware mysteries. He's abandoned in the back of the company fridge. His rule is it's Monday through Friday, no bringing in outside food or stealing coworkers' food. He'll just see what's there. Some of the entries in his log, 245. I found a Mondo bag of lightly salted popcorn. It's not delicious or even really that flavorful, but it's a high-volume snack that'll fill me up. And also, he said anything left over could be packing foam in a moving box. 1219, I have some orange juice left over from Friday's Bagel Friday. The only problem is I just washed my mouth out with Listerine, one of our clients, naturally, so it's all in the men's room, and that made the orange juice taste like battery acid.
Ugh.
Got a place going. It's adultfoodfinder.com. You can go read about that. I mean, think about that, though. There's, and that's why I talk about, you know, donuts with pink frosting, because when Mr. Downs brings donuts, as he will tomorrow, I presume, will he bring them tomorrow? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that are left over, the ones that have, you know, pink or sprinkles or things like that. But let me tell you, anything that has been left 2 days in a radio station, you probably don't want to eat.
No.
Because the number of people who we have coming through here, you'll find all sorts of different tastes. And if they don't like it after 2 days, chances are
that's kind of the bottom of the barrel at that point.
That's it. Okay. The other thing we're watching for you, so you don't have to, mark down December 2nd. That's a Tuesday. If you're a fan of Sons of Anarchy, that's going to be the series finale.
Yes.
Right there. Okay. December 2nd. It's a Tuesday. Just so you know. Tennessee teenager claims she was removed from her public school classroom for saying, "Bless you," when another teen sneezed. Her name is Kendra Turner. She's 17. Says she was only acting on authority of her faith when she responded to this. Oh, see, there's the problem. See, if she hadn't said that.
Responded, it was a secular to the bless sneeze. You.
Yeah, exactly. Dyersville High School. According to Kendra, the teacher said, "We will not have godly speaking in my class," and told her to leave.
Goodness.
Yeah. When Kendra explained that she had the right to free speech, the teacher allegedly responded, "Not in my class, you don't."
Well, then I'll pray for you.
Yeah.
That would have been the perfect answer.
Bless your heart.
Lynn Garner, who's the assistant principal, obviously forced to come out and comment on this, explains the issue had nothing to do with religious persecution. Garner says Turner was removed from the class for causing a disruption.
My foot.
Yeah. I don't know. The story, I thought it said she was across the classroom and probably shouted it.
Oh, okay.
There's always a little more to the story, but...
Yeah, you're right. No, that's true. That's when you start to dig down and find the details, there's something to it.
But still.
This makes the story. And turf on soccer games for soccer games is discriminatory.
Yeah. Only the most important topics here.
Those are two things that you've learned. I don't know. I didn't see any Houston television last night news from Houston last night, but apparently UFOs above the city?
Yeah.
Did you hear this?
What?
I did. That was last week.
Strange blinking lights happened during a lightning storm. Lots of photos and videos of the alien ship, let's do air quotes there, have been making the rounds on social media. One of the clearest photos was shot by a local musician by the name of Andrew Pena, who was just trying to film the storm. He said he had no idea he had filmed a UFO until he watched the video later that night. And, of course, they want to let you know that NASA is over there, too. So maybe it's if you saw Close Encounters, the third kind, maybe they're calling them from NASA, and they didn't quite get out to Clear Lake. They were in Pasadena.
I mean, there is such a thing as ball lightning, but this
there is.
But there's like six lights in the sky.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
bizarre. Okay.
It is a little weird.
All right, no telling. Well, maybe they think the Astrodome is a fallen saucer, and they're
oh,
to it.
Good gravy.
7:18. Okay, it was 50 years ago this week. The Beatles did their first and only concert in Las Vegas. You ever think about that? I mean. The Beatles in Vegas, that doesn't sound like something that would necessarily go together.
They quit touring before they got to Elvis age status.
Yeah, there you go. Mark Lewisham, who's the author, said that the Beatles personally chose Las Vegas as a tour stop because they wanted to see the place. Only had 120,000 people living in Clark County 50 years ago. Think about that. And all the casinos were on the Strip, and... They said no, they did not want the Beatles to perform there. Because if you'll remember, back in 1964, it was Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, that was Rat Pack then. A matter of fact, Presley had already been there and failed once on his visit to Vegas. Anyway, finally, the Sahara said yes to doing two shows in their Congo room for $25,000. Lots of buzz about the shows. So they moved it to the convention center in Las Vegas. Thousands of kids snapped up the tickets at priced $2.50 to $5.
Holy cow.
Really. Stayed at the Sahara, forced to remain inside the penthouse, not allowed to gamble in the casino. Slots and all the table games were brought to them. All right. Well, there you go. So that's the Beatles 50 years ago this week. One and only time playing in Las Vegas. Okay, do you want to know? The Forbes magazine list of the most stolen cars in U.S. America. I mean, do you want to know?
Well, absolutely.
It's based on information from the National Insurance Crime Bureau. We don't do 10, so we'll do 9. Number 9 is the Toyota Corolla. Number 8 is the Jeep Cherokee or the Grand Cherokee. Number 7 and number 6, a couple of Dodges. The Dodge Caravan in at number 7. The Dodge Ram Pickup in at number 6. The Toyota Camry is number 5. The Ford F-150 is number 4. Then number 3 is Chevrolet, the Silverado. And number 2 and number 1, just like in the list that we had from LoJack, I think back in May, the Honda Accord is number 1. The Honda Civic is number 2. So there you go. Two most stolen cars. Same on both lists. Silverado also made both lists as well, and the Nissan Altima did too. Now, obviously, if you leave your keys in your car, that doesn't help any.
No.
Always close your windows and sunroof. Keep your car in the garage instead of the driveway when you can, but the problem is your garage is full of stuff, right? So you can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, and that, and don't park in high crime areas. Guess you knew that. But again, Honda Civic, Honda Accord, number one and two in the list. That, and again, used to be was for parts, and it probably still is. I'm sure that's one of the causative things as far as that goes. The difference between country spiders and city spiders. Coming up.
Country Mouse, City Mouse.
Exactly. Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
This is Paul Bonarigo with Messinahoff Winery and Resort. We invite you and your family to our 37th annual Harvest Festival, celebrating the beginning of a new vintage. Each weekend in August, we will be picking, stomping, wine tasting, and feasting. Every Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a wine and culinary journey in our nighttime specialty events. Join our family at Messinahoff. Call 979-778-WINE or purchase tickets at messinahoff.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
And there's no better time to hit the road than right now at the free Labor Day sale at RV Station in Bryan. You may ask yourself, self, why a pre-Labor Day sale?
Because you might want to use your new camper this Labor Day.
Yeah.
Get off the couch and hit the road with your family in a brand new Jayco J-Flight 28 BHBE.
Just $198 a month.
Let's hit the road.
Gather up all your Labor Day toys and hit the road in a Keystone Raptor toy hauler. It's a $395 LEV, folks.
Take $34,800 off.
Yeah.
Folks, you can save thousands on our entire massive inventory at RV Station and Bryan's pre-Labor Day sale. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Shop us 24/7, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
Jayco number 2942, sale price $21,995, 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT&L. Keystone number 2547, sale price $69,995.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I need directions to the dealership. It's time for a Toyota.
Perfect timing. We have some great deals at our once-a-year event.
My car's so unreliable. There it goes again.
We can help. From Camrys to Tundras, Toyotas are famous for their dependability and toughness. Now what?
I need gas, because my car just drinks gas, so, you know.
Well, we've got a bunch of models like the Corolla and Prius that get great MPG.
So can you help me? I'm at 12th and Main.
Yes, okay. Continue straight for 1.3 miles, then turn right. Your destination will be on your left.
Nav system, I could use that too. Thanks, Jan. See you soon. Ooh, maybe not.
Toyota's annual clearance event is on now. Hurry in today and save big on a great selection. Lease a new 2014 0.5 Camry LE for $199 a month for 24 months. Just $999 due at sign-in. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 9/2/14. Toyota, let's go places.
725, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You better hide your kid, you better hide your wife, because it's a big spider on the loose.
So we're going to need a miracle.
That's right, big spiders are out there. City spiders are bigger than country spiders. And new research says those monster city spiders make more monster-sized spider babies, too. Australian researchers found that the humped golden orb-weaving spider grows larger and produces more babies than the urban species. Well, that's in Australia. We don't care about that.
Wait, you're saying which one's bigger?
The city
city one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think I know why.
Well, okay.
Lights.
Because
more bugs.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. You ever notice that you can turn on your, during the summertime, we have the little chameleons, the little lizards who climb on the outside because the lights on the inside of the house breed.
You talking
bugs.
About the geckos or the annals?
Well, not.
It depends on what time of day you're out there.
Yeah, it's at night.
Okay, yeah. Geckos.
Geckos. Yep. Anyhow, so there you go. Researchers told LiveScience.com that this arachnid, along with other city-loving critters, are urban exploiters. They thrive in the city. And they also say that the extra heat retained by the buildings helps out, too. So there you are, giant city spiders in Australia.
Ectothermic.
Very nice. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Yeah, we'll have plenty of thermic out there, that's for sure. 98, 99, something like that for a high temperature today, and actually all the way through Monday. Haven't hit 100 yet, but this may be the time. Of course, we've been saying that for a while, haven't we? No mention of rain in the forecast. High temperature, 99, so low temperature, 77 or so. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 6, 94% relative humidity. Overcast skies looking at 79.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Rob Reiner is one of Hollywood's institutional liberals. Every so often he erupts, spews nonsense, then fades away until the next time. Reiner was recently the guest on Larry King's internet show, which is why few people actually saw the interview. But it's getting some coverage due to the venom that Reiner unleashed at the Tea Party. Now, according to Reiner, the Tea Party and the terrorist organization Hamas are both extremists and cannot be negotiated with. So the only way to make them go away, Reiner says, is to eliminate them. Reiner's ultimate solution is based on his ridiculous belief that the Tea Party controls the entire Congress. They supposedly have a stranglehold on Boehner, which is why nothing gets done. What's needed to break the logjam, says Reiner, is to eliminate him. Now, he didn't go into logistics of his ultimate solution, but he still says eliminate him. Members of the Tea Party have as much right to participate in politics as anybody else. They have a point of view. They want financial sanity restored. They want the Constitution honored and obeyed. They want the rule of law followed and a country that's strong and respected again. But because they don't bow to the liberal Democrat agenda, they have been vilified by the drive-by media, by elected Democrats, and subjected to hate speech from low-information hacks like Rob Reiner, whose biggest claim to fame was playing Meathead on TV a long, long time ago.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Seattle guy went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Now, can you imagine if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, bank and retirement accounts, your credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing that if a thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 800-440-4833. That's 800-440-4833. Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert healthcare closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. More than 300 people attending the BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook briefing heard the oil and gas industry is in a renaissance. The head of the Texas A&M Department of Petroleum Engineering, Dan Hill, expects the current production boom will continue until the next big discovery.
One of our professors has a cute phrase, like to say that, you know, the Stone Age did not end because we ran out of stones. It ended because something better came along, better technology. The only thing that will slow the activities we see in Texas will be an oil price collapse, which is possible. It's happened many times before. Historically, every time there's been a major new source of oil supply discovered in the world, the price collapsed.
Exploration in cities and suburban areas has been around for only a few years. O.B. O'Brien with Apache Corporation says they're working to be a good neighbor with those landowners.
Back when, you know, we were all out in West Texas and you only had to deal with guys who owned 30,000 acres, and the only thing you had to do to keep the locals happy was to build a dirt road back to his back goat pasture, our guys were fine. And one of the things that we talk about in my part of the industry, in governmental affairs and communications, if we could just send our land people and some of our hands to charm school for 3 or 4 days and get them used to actually dealing with people instead of cattle and horses and coyotes, then we'd be a lot better off.
In the last 6 months, there have been 323 oil and gas permits issued in Brazos, Madison, Burleson, and Grimes counties. College Station Parks and Recreation and the Convention and Visitors Bureau have scored a big touchdown. The state 7-on-7 football tournament will return to Veterans Park next year. The CVB's Kendra Fry says everything fell into the place for the first year at the new location.
And those two synthetic fields that Veterans Park has were dynamite. I mean, they helped us in so many ways. We had one extra turf field that we were able to kind of keep as our follow-up field in case we needed to give a rest to one of the others because of the wear and tear. We were able to move to another one. And I think that plus the service that, you know, and the hospitality that they received when they were here in Bryan College Station, all of that put together made the perfect storm, and here they come back in 2015.
The event had been held for 14 years on the A&M campus, but due to NCAA rule changes was moved off campus to Round Rock last year. Last month, the three-day event drew more than 2,500 players and more than 13,000 visitors. More rain means more mosquitoes. In College Station, city crews will be fogging areas where mosquitoes tested positive last week for the West Nile virus. Mayor Nancy Berry reminds residents to remove standing water wherever possible and encourages the use of mosquito dunks.
If your HOA can participate in the mosquito abatement program from the city, if you want to contact Barbara Moore at 764-6262, it's our free larvae dunks. Those are the things you can put in standing water and kill off the mosquitoes.
Fogging operations will continue in College Station as long as positive tests are received about mosquitoes carrying West Nile. As promised by his attorney, a Navasota man charged with first-degree murder and the death of his wife appeared at the Grimes County Jail. Kelly Armstrong was released less than 2 hours after posting a $150,000 bond. A news release from Grimes County District Attorney Tuck McClain did not disclose what happened before Kelly Armstrong called 911 early Monday morning to report his wife, Autumn, had been shot in their home. McClain says an autopsy confirmed the victim died of a single gunshot to her right thigh. What's believed to be the weapon was found on the bed next to the victim. McClain says the arrest warrant was issued following numerous interviews conducted by Navasota police. A tipster is in line for a reward up to $3,000 after helping the Department of Public Safety find a Bryan man on the lam for more than a year. DPS reports 28-year-old Ezekiel Harris was captured the day after he was placed on the state's 10 most wanted sex offender list. Harris, who was caught in Ennis, was wanted for failing to comply with sex offender registration requirements. That followed a conviction 10 years ago for the sexual assault of a 12-year-old girl in Brenham. Governor Perry has waived a Friday court appearance and has formally issued not guilty pleas to charges that he abused his power in vetoing millions of dollars for state prosecutors who investigate public corruption cases. From Nacogdoches, the county judge has given himself a $24,000 pay cut as residents face possible higher property taxes. The Nacogdoches Daily Sentinel says Mike Perry has submitted an affidavit to be paid the same as county commissioners, which is about $52,000. Perry, who took the office earlier this year, says he didn't run for the job for what it paid anyway. Total compensation tops $76,000. Perry says he promised to pay the balance to he promised to balance the county budget, and he feels if other people sacrifice, that he should too. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
For more than 30 years, David Gardner has been designing and making jewelry for folks in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And no matter what, even from the very beginning days in the small shop, that was one of the things that David always enjoyed, was designing jewelry. Well, lots of designs have come through, and they've been customized and changed around and rearranged so that they still have that David Gardner distinctive look, but they can be very personalized as well. I mean, you think about things like birthstones or anniversary stones. Those things can be implemented into jewelry. But more than that, David also looks for an idea that can be functional for you. You know, jewelry is like anything else. It needs to be a good value. Now, you can get that distinctive David Gardner look and find great value, too, all in the same piece of jewelry. Stop in and have a look. And, of course, more than David and his designers, he has lots of other names that you'll know, too. Roberto Coyne, David Yerman. We've told you about the David Yerman VIP Club. Tons of things that you can talk about at David Gardner's that makes them a really go-to place when you're looking for a special piece of jewelry for a special person, a special time that fits right in your budget. Don't forget they're an authorized Rolex dealer, and they have authorized Rolex service as well. At 911 University Drive, that's David Gardner's.
Malik is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Malik is making a difference for you.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? When you turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your heating and air conditioning, they won't try to sell you anything. They'll just show you all your options for repair or replacement. If you decide to replace with a new energy-efficient Carrier system, Malik has 0% financing with approved credit. Malik proudly installs Carrier, but services all makes and models, and offers discounts to military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TAC. CLA 9262C.
7:39, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call at 690-2278. They have a checkup program twice a year. Come out and make sure that your unit's working right. Have some weather.
For the time being, our chances for seeing any precipitation have diminished to about nothing. We'll have sunshine across the area today. Highs 95 to 100. Tonight, clear 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow. We're back up to 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear. Those will be 75 to 80 degrees. Saturday is going to be sunny. Temperatures Saturday afternoon are probably going to reach 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Swarming to the ball hasn't been a problem. Everyone's kind of gang tackling. We forced a lot of fumbles this camp.
That's sophomore linebacker Jordan Mastrogiovanni. He says the Aggie defense is getting better from press day yesterday. We'll have more there for you, as well as Major League Baseball, the Little League World Series, and more in sports here in about 11 minutes.
So you're right, Rob, rather emphatic. It's almost like he's laid it on the line. This is my reputation on the line.
It's 100.
We're going to hit 100. This may be the time. Well, we'll see. Don't know about that. All right, here's a couple of more facts that you may not have known. According to his daughter, singer James Brown used 20 rollers, pink plastic ones, as a matter of fact, to do his hair each day. Okay. Hospital emergency rooms treat 32,000 U.S. Americans each year who have injured themselves using exercise equipment. So, duh. See?
Oh, that's not a shocker.
Wow.
That's not a shocker at all.
All right, I think. Now, yesterday we had the Energy Conference. The Chamber of Commerce sponsored the Economic Conference about energy because, I mean, big bucks in here. really happening here now. It's been creeping up from South Texas, and it's made it here. And as Patrick told you, lots of wells are going to be drilled. But I believe that there was one guy yesterday who really had the definitive answer as to what could unbridle the growth rate of energy, not only here, but all over, certainly America, and maybe in the world. This is it.
Back when, you know, we were all out in West Texas, and you only had to deal with guys who owned 30,000 acres, and the only thing you had to do to keep the locals happy was to build a dirt road back to his back goat pasture, our guys were fine. And one of the things that we talk about in my part of the industry, in governmental affairs and communication, if we could just send our land people and some of our hands to charm school for 3 or 4 days and get them used to actually dealing with people instead of cattle and horses and coyotes, then we'd be a lot better off.
Coming out in some Levi's and a Brooks Brothers shirt or a little, you know, go ahead and check out the polo, be doing that, stop in and see them, you know, nicely coiffed hair. Yeah, that'd do it, wouldn't it?
couldn't hurt none.
I understand your concerns, sir and ma'am.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm here to reach out to you so we don't have any issues, and I want to think outside the box.
Is there anything we can do to HEP?
Yeah.
H-E-P.
Yeah. No, but that's it. No, you can't be saying that anymore. That's it. I've reached out to you today because we'd like to be able to be partners.
We'd like to start a dialogue.
You can't sound too slick.
That's a deal. Yeah, do the dialogue thing. Yeah, the dialogue thing.
What are your concerns?
Yes. We're here to address your concerns. All right, here you go. I wondered when this study was going to come out. In an attempt to boost the self-esteem among youth in U.S. America, the everybody wins approach has become very popular in sports.
Oh, God. This is the WTAW.
That's
me.
That's you. Hey, yeah. You're interrupting yourself again.
I did.
It's been, and what has happened is, really, it has caused children to think that underperforming is just as good as exceeding. And so, as a result, the desire to compete maybe goes away. Does everybody getting the little green participation ribbon help? So there's a new survey out from Reason Roop that says 57% of U.S. Americans think only winning players should receive trophies for their precipitation. Participation. What do you think?
Yeah, there's some precipitation, I mean, if you don't get a trophy.
What do you think? Because, I mean, look.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
On Friday night, the coach doesn't pick out 22 names out of a hat, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He doesn't say, let's see who's going to be the quarterback tonight, and you reach in a hat and pull a name out. You know, there are winners and losers out there. And, you know, that does end up being important in the world of business, and you do have to prepare kiddos for the world of business.
Well, yeah, you clearly don't prepare kids to fail. You prepare them for how to deal with failure.
Yeah, and if it's okay that you finish third in the bidding for that contract. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's not good. You need to want to go out there and be number one. I don't know. I mean, but in the same thing, they've got 40% of the people thinking that all participants should receive trophies. So that's 97%. I mean, that's the whole sample pretty much right
and
there.
And I've had to bite my tongue with some things with my daughter because I just hate that.
Yeah. Well, you know, early on is a little bit different. But as you continue with anything else, you have to end up having it tiered. I mean, these people are in this tier, these people are in a tier above that, and these people are in a tier above that. I mean, you just have to.
I think parents just need to start printing out little asterisks on stickers so they can stick it on the trophy and say, you know what? You didn't win.
you're going to be a mean guy when you're a parent.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. All
right. As a former competitive athlete,
And a father.
You need the bar. This is the goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not I'm done. Give me my trophy.
7:45 today. I know. Well, anyway, that's the survey. You knew it would come out at some point. All right, so here we go. Today and tomorrow we're going to give you four different things that your iPhone does that you may not know about.
Really?
Yep. If you're tired of Siri pronouncing things wrong, next time she screws it up, tell her, that's not how you pronounce X, whatever that is.
Really?
And then pronounce it to her. She'll give it another try and offer you a few options, And after you decide on that's the way it's pronounced, she'll pronounce it like that from now on.
Oh, wow.
I'll be darned.
That's why we're doing this. If you need a level
for I knew that.
Do-it-yourself project, the Compass app on your iPhone has one that's built in. So to use it, you open up the Compass app on the phone, swipe to the left, and there's your level. If you would like to have a better vibration than the one that you have right now, the factory setting, you can do that. You go into the settings on your phone, select sounds, vibration, and then create a new vibration to tap out your own buzzing pattern. You can name your creation. You can use it to vibrate an alert under certain circumstances. For instance, if you have one vibration pattern to signal that you've received a text, another for tweets or emails, once you implement your own secret code, you won't need to pull up your phone out of your pocket anymore because you'll know what you got. And you can control your camera with your headphones. If your arms aren't quite long enough for that selfie, because you got to have a lot of people in there, you use your earbud as a remote shutter.
No kidding.
Simply launch the camera as normal, set up the shot, press the volume up button, and that'll snap a picture.
I'll be darned.
That's why you listen to the show.
That's cool.
Hello.
Hey, man, on your trophy thing?
Yeah.
The trophies are for winners. The snow cones are for participation.
That's what it is.
The 12 Soccer Skill Development Program is now registering for the fall training program. Boys and girls ages 6 to 10 will be coached in all techniques of the game, including passing, dribbling, shooting, and other advanced soccer skills, all within a fun, challenging atmosphere. Class sizes are small, so your player will receive lots of personal attention from our fantastic coaches. The 10-week training starts soon, so sign up today. Visit 12sports.squarespace.com or like us on Facebook.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Some of you are newly married, but your relationship has become a struggle. In the short time since your wedding, your spouse seems like a different person than before. It could be because they've changed, but there's another possibility as well. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. What if your spouse is the same, but you're seeing them through different eyes? It's very likely that you've taken off the rose-colored glasses you wore when you were dating. You see, before the wedding, couples often feel invigorated by their mate's differences. But it's usually not long before those character traits start to become annoyances that can drive the couple apart. It's a very common problem. And that's actually good news because it means the solutions are common as well. Here's an exercise our counselors often recommend. Write down a list of all the reasons you chose to marry your spouse in the first place. Then start valuing those differences the way you used to. It really is a choice you can learn to make. Don't give in to the negative and critical thoughts. Offer your spouse your appreciation and positivity instead. So has your spouse changed? It's possible, but it's also likely that your perspective could use a little readjustment as well. Give it a try. I think you'll find that a lot of what bugs you about your spouse will disappear once you change the way you look at them. For more help with building a stronger marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
You know what ruins a family camping trip? Staying zipped in the tent because of ragweed pollen, the number one cause of fall allergies. Allegra gets you back in the fun by relieving your worst indoor and outdoor symptoms, even at 8 times high pollen levels. Allegra's non-drowsy relief starts in 1 hour and stays strong for 24. Camping is for bonding, not sneezing. So get Allegra, stop suffering, and start living.
Use only as directed in controlled environment studies using pollen deemed high by the National Allergy Bureau. Visit Allegra.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest is formerly Briarcrest Country Club. It's not a country club anymore, though. And it's not your average golf course either, or average dining facility or event center. Now it's been completely renovated. The Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest is the Brazos Valley's premier facility for dining, business meetings, banquets, golf, and they have brand new high-definition golf simulators. If you're in charge of finding a place for the company Christmas party, there's the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. Maybe you're looking for a business meeting, small or large. Sorority or fraternity mixers? How about hosting a golf tournament? Well, the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest can do all of that for you. And they have dinners, an indoor waterfall, and a full beverage and meal menu. They're open Sunday through Thursday from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. and until midnight on Friday and Saturday. It's the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest. It is completely open to the public. Call 776-0133 for more information. Phillips Center at Briarcrest, not a country club, but definitely not your average dining, golf, or banquet facilities. Number again is 776-0133.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 751. Football's kickoff next week against South Carolina. On the horizon, Aggie football had to rearrange things just a little bit because it's a Thursday game. The media day usually is the week of the game, so they did it yesterday. Sophomore linebacker Jordan Mastro Giovanni says the Aggie defenders are doing a better job of finding the ball and forcing turnovers, and it all has to do with their conditioning.
I think that also goes back into the summer, something that Coach Jackson stressed this summer was getting in really good shape. You're having high conditioning level, and I think that's shown. I think there were times last year where, you know, guys would get out of breath, and that obviously affects, you know, how you swarm to the ball. So I think everyone's in really good shape now, and we're also a lot bigger, faster, stronger. So swarming to the ball hasn't been a problem. Everyone's kind of gang tackling. We forced a lot of fumbles this camp, so we're hoping that carries over into the season.
The sophomore linebacker covered the defense. The offense will be handled by Cedric Oboihe, and he likes what he's seen so far from the Maroon Goons.
I mean, we have three guards who are playing really good. Garrett, Jarvis, of course, and Cheek. And also Stukey's a guy who's a younger guy. He's stepping up. He's doing a great job so far.
Kickoff just 7 days away against the ninth-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks, and you'll be able to hear all the action right here on WTAW. Former A&M tennis All-American Austin Krajicek advanced to the U.S. Open qualifiers Wednesday in tennis against 13th seed Norbert Gombos of Slovakia. The U.S. Open qualifying tournament typically includes ranked players between 105 and 250. Texas A&M Athletics and its multimedia rights holder Learfield Sports announced the launch of its dedicated Spanish network for Aggie football. They'll feature radio stations in San Antonio, Houston, El Paso, and McAllen. Cindy Colson, the starting point guard for the 2011 National Championship Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball team, was just named the women's basketball video coordinator. On now to Major League Baseball, where Robbie Grossman snapped a seventh-inning tie with a two-run single that sent the Houston Astros to a 5-2 win. The Astros did more damage to New York's playoff chances with their fourth victory in five meetings this season. Houston has finished with the worst record in the majors each of the last 3 years. The Astros wrap up their series with the New York Yankees in a matinee today. First pitch at 12:05. Nick Martinez allowed two runs over six innings in his homecoming as a Texas Ranger, and they roughed up Miami starter Ethan Evaldi early on the way to a 5-4 win over the Marlins. Martinez attributed the success to getting more reps on the mound.
You know, I think it's just a learning experience. I'm getting used to pitching out there and thinking on my feet and thinking a lot quicker out there. And just being on the same page with Gio and both my catchers, Robson Trino.
Texas has the night off to prepare for the red-hot KC Royals tomorrow. First pitch at 7:05. In the Little League World Series, star pitcher Monet Davis just wasn't enough to hold off Las Vegas. They beat Philadelphia 8-1. That puts Las Vegas in Saturday's U.S. title game and sends Philly to the elimination game tonight against Chicago. In NASCAR action, Tony Stewart is sitting out Saturday's NASCAR Sprint Cup race at the high-banked Bristol Motor Speedway, and Jeff Burton will replace him again in the number 14 Chevy. This is the third straight Sprint Cup event that Stewart has skipped since his car struck and killed Kevin Ward Jr. during a dirt track race. And finally, from ESPN.com, Auburn football fans might finally be able to seek their revenge against Harvey Updike. Updike, the Alabama fan who infamously poisoned Auburn's beloved oak trees at Toomer's Corner in 2010, has agreed to appear at a charity event in Mobile, in which fans will be allowed to either dunk him in a dunking booth or throw pies at his face. Updike's wife, Elva, said, quote, "His daughter said he needed to do it because it will show that he's not as big a nut as some people believe he is. He told them they could do whatever they wanted as long as it was raising money for the kids." And that's your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistance caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zwicker from Zwicker & Associates. So what'd you find out? We found out that July was a little off from what we initially thought, but not a whole lot.
On total number of listings.
Right.
Well, sales units down, total sales price up, but the number of listings is so far down. So we were just talking last week about that. You know, we're doing now what we did when we started our company, asking people what they wanted, what they're thinking, so we can drill down into that and give people what they want and come up with those answers. And what we've found consistently is that people are saying they're really concerned with listing their home for sale because they don't know what's going to happen, you know, in the interim. What if they put an offer in on a house before
they sell theirs? Oh, they're afraid to get stuck in limbo with no place to go.
Yeah, or they sell their house and they haven't found a place that they want to buy. And there's lots of moving pieces there. There's lots of parts. But, you know, it's once you know the pieces of the puzzle, you just have to put it together in a way that's going to work. We help a lot of people with finding short-term leases so that they can upsize and really get what they want. We can purchase a home contingent upon the sale of their home. So, you know, really talk to your realtor, figure out what the game plan is, and go with it.
Start the process at ZARealEstate.com.
Have you been looking for that new or used piece of equipment? From August 11th through 30th, you'll find incredible discounts on all type of equipment, from utility vehicles to zero-turn mowers, tractors, tillage, hay equipment, cotton pickers, and combines. Cash or finance, we want to help you find the easiest way to purchase equipment that's right for you. Join Sioux Falls Prater Equipment for the Farmer's Bargain Days of Texas, August 11th through the 30th. For a complete list of equipment specials, visit us on the web at www.cptractor.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Yesterday we talked about a few of the nicknames that colleges had gotten for their athletic teams. Today let's look at South Carolina, since we're playing them a week from today.
Yep.
Back in 1902, after South Carolina upset Clemson 12-6, the students paraded around the streets carrying a transparency that depicted a gamecock standing over a fallen tiger. The transparency, which had been displayed in a storefront window, reportedly drawn by a professor, and it promoted an angry response from the Clemson cadets, so of course they decided they'd go ahead and use that. So they did. And they named it a gamecock because that was in honor of Thomas Sumter, the general. Fort Sumter was named for him, by the way, who apparently fought like a gamecock, his fierce tactics. So that's the reason that their athletic teams are called that. The Baylor Bears. In 1914, after 50 years, the green and gold decided they wanted to come up with a mascot to go along with the green and gold colors. They received, the Bears received more than half of the votes. 406 students cast their votes. So that means like 225 students decided the nickname of the Bears. They could have been Buffaloes. That finished second. The other mascots for Baylor: the Eagles, the Ferrets, the Frogs, the Cantaloupes, and the Bookworms.
Oh. The Fighting Bookworms or the Fighting
the
Ferrets.
The Biting Bookworms.
Yeah, or that could be. Now, the other, you talk about weird names, Nebraska's football team, known by a bunch of nicknames before 1900.
Absolutely.
The Old Gold Knights, the Rattlesnake Boys, the Antelopes, and the Bug Eaters.
Yep, because the school that I went to was the Antelopes.
The Bug Eaters.
Yep.
Okay, no matter what the origin of Bug Eaters, which I love. Anyway, they decided that in 1946 they would officially become the Cornhusker State, and so thus the Cornhuskers for their football team. So there you are. Just a few more nicknames as we get ready for college football.
Yay.
High today about 100 degrees. No, there's no chance of rain. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.